Hello everyone, welcome to Threats Part 6. For those of you who are new, I basically asked all of you to send me threats and I said I would read and react to each and every one of them. So there was so many that it's turned into a little series. A really messed up series, and I'm very much enjoying it. So yeah, this one today is so interesting and very, very unusual. One of the things I've really loved about doing this is seeing different people's different writing styles. I really love when you don't quite know what you're going to read next and what you do read, if that makes sense, what you do read shocks you. That's what I love. I love the shock. I won't lie, I've recently been messaging someone on here who will send me the most intense messages. Like, well, you know, we'll be like flirting a little bit and then they'll say, I love you, die for me. And it's, I don't know what, it's like the contrast. It's like, oh, okay, I wasn't expecting that. It's, I don't know why, but it really messes with my head and I feel it throughout my whole body. Anyway, so I wanted to share that. Is there a thing for that? Is that a kink? I don't know. If someone can help me, that would be great. I'm so sorry. I'm going on a ramble and we haven't even started yet. Okay. This one, from scanning my eyes over it, it does contain bestiality. However, it's a kind of mild mention, I would say. But and there's also, I think you are, you've had a lot of alcohol. So there's some unconscious play as well. That's just scanning my eyes over it. So there may be more. So if this isn't for you, that's fine. Please click away, look after yourself. And hopefully I will make something more for you in the future. All right, here we go. The story begins in the bed of a truck. It doesn't actually. But as you wake to the crunch and clatter of swift tires on a gravel road, you realize that you don't remember how you got here. The throbbing headache and taste of a sickly sweet vodka mixer on your lips is, however, a distinct clue. There is a gag in your mouth. Not the silk scarves or silicone paws of your fantasies, but a rough hemp rope knotted in what you uselessly recall is a monkey's fist. That same rope winds around your wrists and ankles in a hogtie, leaving you helpless to resist the bruising and scouring of your bare skin against the rusty mud caked flat bed. Bear, where are your clothes? You're missing your jewelry too. Maybe you've been robbed. Maybe your possessions are all sitting up front with the driver as trophies. Maybe they don't want to leave anything that could identify your body. It's a seemingly endless drive in the dark. And eventually the initial panic gives way to a dulled animal terror, shivering in the November night air. An eternity passes in your little steel pen until the truck lurches to a halt in a patch of gloomy nowhere, identical to every point you've passed here. Oh, I'm really sorry, I can't pronounce this. Hit her too. I'm so sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that, but I get it. Anyway, sorry. You hear a car door open, boots hit again, boots hit the ground and are followed by the long scrape of steel tools drawn from the cab. The boots approach as a flashlight beam swings past the chassis and seizes blindingly on you. There is a gentle click, like the close of a bathroom door in some discreet, expensive hotel. But it's not. You recognize it from 1,000 action movies. The chink of a safety. The voice is male, low but warm. And that somehow scares you more. That undertone of familiarity. Is it familial? Fuck. My friend here is going to cut the ropes. Don't make him cut you. The blade glitters and you repress a shiver as the friend slips the ice-cold steel beneath your bonds. The fibres rustle and snap, but you feel no euphoria, no urgency, no surge of adrenaline to scramble over the tailgate and out of the awful spotlight. The darkness that lies beyond is death, a pause, a bated breath. Good girl, so as long as you stay in the light, you'll live. Now get out of the truck. A second flashlight bursts into existence, illuminating a shovel planted into the soft dirt before you. The first light's beam continues to snake up and down your trembling, naked body. Pick it up and walk. Don't try anything. As you wrench the shovel free, the light moves a few feet ahead, guiding you in fits, and starts through the pitch black woods. You feel oddly grateful for the thick, damp sphagnum moss that now cushions your feet as you stumble forward. Finally, the flickering light halts before a tree, some sort of old-growth fir and a shallow pit. In, hands and knees, the pleasant voice beckons. You comply, once again grateful to now be out of the wind. The light stays on you, and you're grateful for the light. You can see the rich clays seeping up between your splayed fingers, hear owls echo in the canopy above. It's beautiful out here. You're one with nature. You're dimly aware of the friend's soft tramp back towards the truck. Silence. No, not silence. There's hot breath in the cold night air. Yours, his, a faint lap of waves somewhere nearby. It's beautiful out here. New rhythms in the undergrowth, the friend's boots, yes, but something else with him, heavy but soft, a padding and panting that sends a primordial shiver down your spine and into your cunt. Your cunt, the voice chuckles, almost a growl. He knows. How does he know? How much does he know? This is Rocky. He's a good boy. Oh my god, I can't read this. And you're going to be good to him. If you try to run, if you try to push him off, it's lights out. If you come, the voice barks a wordless caution even as you open your mouth to perform your revulsion. And the butt of a pistol darts from the shadows and cracks across your jaw. You hang your head and dumbly watch blood spill from your lips into the raw, dark earth as he serenely continues. If you come, it's lights out, but you'll die doing what you love, won't you? As cold as the breeze is, as cold as the dew is that clings to your skin. The dog's nose is colder, and his hot, rasping tongue is a blessed relief. His heat soon blankets you and fills you, floods you. It's beautiful out here.
I am genuinely speechless. This was terrifying. This made me feel ill. It's beautifully, beautifully written. Your use of language is really something. There was actually quite a few words that I didn't know how to pronounce, so I'm sorry if I pronounced them wrong. I'm finding it really hard to speak right now. I won't lie. It was a lot. The language is just so, so stunning. I enjoyed actually reading it. I thought it was fun. The subjects. I mean, I already knew what it was about before I started reading it. So, I have actually already tried to record this once, but I actually couldn't. I just start stumbling on my words, knowing what I'm reading and how messed up it is. Yeah, it's this one was a lot, but I'm grateful for it, really, really grateful. It's so in depth and so, I mean, I think the person who wrote this could write a pretty good book. Yeah, I'm really sorry. I would love to say more. I'd love to do my cute giggles, but this hasn't left me doing that. This has left me kind of speechless. It's left me kind of terrified. I hate to admit it, but it's left me kind of turned on, but I feel so, so, so dodgy saying that. I'm sorry. I feel scared. I think this has actually made me a bit scared of myself, the fact that I've actually willingly read this out. That was a roller coaster. And the repetition of "it's beautiful out here" is just so, 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 so fucked up. But I enjoyed it. I did. Thank you so much for sending this in. I will see you guys in the next one. Thank you.